What up?
How you doing?
Hey, we doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm giving you props for still doing this, and I'm feeling a little under the weather. Probably want to be snuggled up in bed, but we promised the people a big show. Big debate with big energy. So we got to, we owe it.
And we got a Skokie pod, we got to do what we got to do. I'm a little bit of a rough night for KG, but we're here, we're live. This is the latest I think we've ever done the pod. It's about 10:15 Central Time right now, folks. But welcome to another episode, a little playoff preview episode, even though we did start yesterday.
Playoff preview with Playoff P. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, dog.
All right, before we get to that, and before we get to the thing I already talked to you about in the pre-show discussion, another random question for you.
Pre-show fist fight. Woo!
So, favorite holiday dessert?
Ooh, favorite holiday dessert. Tough one. I mean, I would probably venture to go with a little old fashioned gingerbread man cookie, old school stuff.
All right, gingerbread with the frosting design.
Little frosting design.
Okay.
Old school stuff. I don't know. We really aren't. The Greeks, where the desserts are more generic usually, like pies and shit like that. It's not really I feel like there's not too many Christmas oriented desserts,
I got one for you, and I have to buy myself multiple boxes of these. It's probably why I put on 7-8 pounds over the past couple of weeks. Peppermint bark. I need that shit on the regular.
Yeah, I know. I forgot about peppermint dark. Yeah, a little Ghirardelli's peppermint bark.
Oh, no. Not Ghirardelli's. I'm talking about the grocery store one made. Ghirardelli's has got the little peppermint. It's got the peppermint mixed into the chocolate. I need more than that. I need the mix of the dark chocolate with the white chocolate with peppermint in it and the pieces of the peppermint candy cane on top. Oh, I'm talking like Trader Joe's brand. Costco brand, that's what I want. I even got some from Target. I'm gonna, I have some from Costco that I'm finishing up now, and I already bought my next one from Target because I have to have it all the time. So it's not here all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seasonal.
Oh yeah. It's my tradition, every night I have my dinner. I have my little peppermint bark. I have a little another treat. Rinse and repeat next day. You know what I mean?
I got to try that. I never had the actual peppermint bark. I've only had the reconfigured versions of it,
No. You cannot buy the pre-made Ghirardelli, Donatello, Lindt chocolate stuff. No, you got to go with the stuff in the plastic container. Oh, man.
Real deal.
You're missing out. Oh, yeah. Go have someone report back to me.
I will.
All right, we promised you wanted to get in on my Jeopardy that I made. So I'm going to give you categories. You can choose one of the categories and go through all of them.
Yeah, how was the – speaking of which, how did it go with the big Jeopardy thing at the big Holiday Kirkpatrick party?
Big hit as always, We had 40, 45 people over and I think last year I think a lot of people didn't really kind of know what to expect. Not that everyone still knows each other, but people remember it from last year. People might remember people that they don't interact with regularly from last year. So people were jiving a lot more early on. And so started at 8, and then we made arbitrary 10 o'clock. We'll do the game, before it gets too late. Some people are going to go home soon. And last year when it got to that time, it wasn't that loud. People weren't really you know, people were off in their little small groups, but like this time, like everyone was just talking and talking and talking. It was really loud. So I had to really like get to the top volume to get people's attention. And then once we got it started, people were uber competitive. They always get into it. So
nice.
So I got some good feedback. So you ready? Ready to choose your category?
We got one question about the party, though. Is it ended up being at the end of the night a little key party?
No keys. No keys for anybody. Woo! I mean, maybe there were keys going on outside, but no. No keys.
45 people, popular. The Portugal Group Patrick's a very popular group.
Yeah, I mean, not going to lie, it's a pretty fucking good party. Nice. A little bit of everything. We broke out the hookah at the end. Some people were like, I'm not leaving. I've never done hookah. I know it's coming. I was like, yeah, I'll make it happen. I'll make it happen. It's like a known thing.
Great. All right, cool. Well, let's get to it. Lay me some Jeopardy.
All right. So here are your categories. Holiday songs, 2023 wrap up, before and after. Remember, I gave you that question last time, so similar concept. And then a very tone deaf category that I didn't realize was terrible till, you know, the party. Everything white.
Wow.
Because I did everything snow the previous year, and so it was just, you know, Christmas, snow, holidays. I'm like, all right, everything white. I can come up with a bunch of things. But, you know, so everything white is going to be in the answer. Yes, I got it. Not the best category by any means, but, it, you know, there's some good questions in there. That's all I got to say. So what's your category?
I guess let's start with
– Oh, we ain't doing the whole thing. You got to choose just one category. Or you want to do a sample of each one. It's up to you. However you want to do it.
No, we can choose just one category. All right, we can choose just one category. All right, let's go That's tough. Let's go with Christmas holiday songs, I guess.
Holiday songs, okay. Both of these are going to be naming the artist that sings the song.
Wait, I forget that. We're going to change the category, folks. Let's go. Let's go with
what did you think it was going to be?
Let's go with I thought it'd be more just the name of the song, not the artist.
No. We stepping it up this year.
Let's go before and after. Let's go before and after.
I was hoping you go with that one. I'm very proud of this shit. Okay. I've worked really, really hard because it's all on my head. So remember the last week's category, last question?
Yeah, I got it right.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so you got the theme. So we'll just do four of them. Next question. Sequel to Infinity War introduced us to the Red Wedding.
Sequel to Infinity War introduced us to the Red Wedding?
Yeah. You can do it. You can do it. Do you know what Infinity War is?
Yeah, isn't that the Avengers movie?
Mm-hmm. So it's the one after that.
I know you know
what the Red Wedding is, right?
I don't actually. That's where I'm stumped.
Oh my god. Even after how I was talking about it at my bachelor party like a jackass, I mean, Meddy would be the first one to tell you how much I was talking about it. So,
is it from the Game of Thrones?
Okay, there we go. There we go. Put it all together now.
I know, but avenge my throne. I don't know, man. I have no idea. I'm totally stumped.
You're gonna kick yourself because this you had it. Avengers: End Game of Thrones.
Oh, come on. I'm going to put that together. Oh.
I know. It was like, you said Game of Thrones. You know the movie. I was like, you had it. You had it. All right. It's okay. We still got a few more. Nate? All right. We'll see. This one's tough. I surprised someone actually got this right. My Field of Medicine, cartoon with cuddly creatures from the 80s.
My Field of Medicine?
Yeah, so the field of medicine that I practice.
And?
Cartoon with cuddly creatures from the 80s.
What? Are you not a pulmonologist?
I am, but that's not that part.
Tough-ass fucking questions, AK. I gotta tell you, I'm surprised anybody even got this one.
Yep, I was surprised too.
I mean, are the cuddly characters, I'm guessing that's probably what, Care Bears?
Yes. Oh, that's the hard part, so put the first part together. I do pulmonary and...
Oh, how am I spacing out on that?
You got the hard part, man.
I know. I spacing out on the easy fucking part.
It's pulmonary and critical care bears.
Oh, damn. Dude, it's, oh. Damn, you stumped me.
I know. They're going to get harder.
The fact that I got the care bears part is pretty impressive.
I know. That's what I was like. That was the hard part.
I couldn't get the critical care. So critical care. Okay, I can't believe I couldn't get that. It's all right, kid. We didn't mean to let you down, buddy. We know you're a great doctor.
All right, this one's good. I'm very proud of this one too. Popular show about prison. Popular Marvel comic superhero.
Popular show about prison. Man, probably chose the wrong category here.
No, you're getting to experience my firsthand creativeness, my creativity firsthand. Yes, that's what I meant.
Is Prison Break the show?
No, it is not.
Popular show about prison.
I'll give you a hint.
That show on HBO back in the day was about prison.
No, not Oz. The connecting word between the two categories is black.
What?
Black, like the color.
What was the after part again?
Popular Marvel comic superhero. So that's pretty obvious now.
Obviously Black Panther.
There you go. So now you need a show that has black in it. That's a prison show.
I don't know, man. I mean, I just don't know. I'm not as schooled as you.
Orange is the new Black Panther.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, clever. Clever. Right. Too clever for me, folks. Hopefully Mito's not fast forward to this whole part here.
I know. This is good shit.
KG's 0-3 here. 0-3.
You might want to book a trip to the holiday party next year. These are the kind of questions that you get for free.
Why would I want to be there when I can't answer you correctly?
Because you're going to study for next year. All right. This is the last one in this category. All right.
This category.
I thought this one was really hard, but somebody got it very quick. Great. Belief that expansion through America was justified and inevitable. Beyonce's music group.
You know, we all know it's Destiny's Child.
Good. So you need to get the first part now.
Belief that America was what?
Belief that expansion through America was justified and inevitable. Think back to your history classes.
belief. Getting half of these answers, I can't pick up the other fucking half. Seems so obvious.
Revolution. Once I say it. What?
Revolution, Destiny's Child? That doesn't make any sense. It can't be what it is.
Manifest Destiny's Child.
Oh.
I knew it as soon as I said it. I know. I got all sorts of curveballs coming at you. You don't know what you're going to get.
How the fuck did somebody get that? Well, weren't people just stumped as fuck with these questions, especially when you're drinking?
No. people got these before and after, like, quickly. And I was like, holy shit. I thought I was stumping you people.
I feel like an idiot. You stumped me. I got the half, Z. I got half. I got half of each answer, we'll say. Give me a half.
Hey, man. It wasn't easy. There's nothing to be ashamed about. There was, like, literally 3 out of the 45 that were guessing these. So, you know.
I should have got a critical Care Bear. That's the one I should have gotten. I should have realized that. I was trying to couldn't get to the word critical. But, hey, it was good. Very clever.
Sorry,
we let you down. We got the one last week. You gave me one last week, and I hit that. But today
I know. It's okay. It's all right. Nothing to be ashamed about. It's all in good fun.
I should make you happy.
Oh, I'm very happy. At least there's something to be happy about for me right now. So.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
You like that? You like that transition I made? Hey,
good transition. Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
So. Before we get on to, you know, the current playoff slaughterhouse that's going on, last week was very, very interesting, you know?
Terrible.
I somehow beat Rossett. Rossett had a pretty sad showing of 106 points. Just bad overall performance.
I told you it might happen. I told you that might happen.
Yep. And then you won, but you were hit once again by the injury bug and unable to secure that second victory point, which ended up booting you out of first place. And me beating Rossett booted him out of first place. So Mehdi and Mietl, who wasn't leading the division at all the entire season, ends up the winner on the last weekend of the regular season to get earn a bye. And Mietl, I think he was in first place at some point during the season,
he
right?
He was, yeah.
And makes a come from behind last minute charge to secure the bye, which, you know, given the state of your team with the loss of Herbert, you know, would have really helped you out at this point. But c'est la vie. Here we are.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was pretty shitty week of football action, you know, number one. I mean, it was fantasy-wise, it was just, I thought, a piss-poor weekend. It was the first time we had two scoreless games going into the half for the first time since fucking 1988, which is just ridiculous. And then in 88, they actually played good defense. So now it's just about fucking shitty football. But, yeah, dude, it was pretty sad. I mean, going into the weekend, things were looking good. I mean, you know, my team was performing pretty well. And my big mistake was, one of my tough decisions was playing Cooper Kupp or DeAndre Swift, and I just didn't feel comfortable playing two Rams players at the Ravens because the Ravens sometimes blow things out. And I knew that they would have to throw, but I didn't expect Stafford and fucking Kupp to go off like the old days. So, yeah, it was tough. Having those points on the bench, I knew it was going to hurt, and then Swift didn't do shit. And going into Monday, I was in trouble. And, yeah, we lost Jefferson. We lost Herbert. Those were in-game losses. They really hurt the team. And then the Packers defense just went to bed. But, yeah, man, it was just, you know, two Mondays in a row. You know, I gave you a good live-action G League description with my bullshit Joe Mixon action that kind of knocked me out of G League. This was, like, such a brutal Monday. Like, I don't know if you were watching these games, but, like, pretty much Jeff had taken the lead on me, and then Green Bay's defense had done nothing. And the Giants were driving at the end of the game. I don't know if you recall this or not. And I at this point, I thought I was going to lose to Jeff at this point, and Jeff was going to maintain his last two victory points. And Saquon just fumbles the ball out of nowhere, doesn't get touched. Green Bay gets the fumble, returns it, almost could have had a touchdown, and that ended up propelling me to take the lead over Jeff. And at that point, I'm like, here we go. Like, I got the lead over Jeff. Jeff has nobody left. Even though Tony at that point had a Jordan Love touchdown, that was a moot point. I already had beaten Jeff. Nobody saw fucking Turbin coming, who was way out of the boondocks with fucking DeAndre Hopkins. So here I'm like fucking elated. I'm like, oh, we got this. We had 107. Jeff had 106. Great. We got the fucking bye. Doesn't matter who we didn't play. Next thing I know, I saw DeAndre Hopkins had a fucking touchdown. Ugh. They're down by fucking 7 points, and they're about to get the ball back, and all he needed was 4 points. And the very first fucking play, bro, he had the fucking 40-yard touchdown, got him over 100, and I couldn't believe it, man. And the worst part about it was just the fact that he only had Hopkins because of all those bullshit deals and all the crap he did with Jeff. And whatever, it is what it is. I mean, at this point, it's my fault for not playing Cooper Kupp. But, I mean, come on, man. 2 Mondays in a row to just get fucked like that is just absolutely brutal. And especially when Herbert got hurt, you know. It's like, we needed that bye, you said.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, you know, losing Herbert because, you know, you really only, you know, you were, as you had said before, only had one really starting caliber quarterback on your team. And then you lost him. It's like your team is way behind the eight ball. Just sucks, you know, at this late in the season to lose your starting quarterback. But what a ride, man.
Yeah, you know what, in the end, at least it was a very fun Monday, and kind of that's all you can ask for in the league, right? Everything comes down to the fucking last game, and even like, you know, Jeff had the best team all fucking season, and just that last fucking game, you lay an egg and shows that anything can happen. And it's great that, I mean, the divisions, we thought it was a sealed deal. I mean, if you would have gone to Vegas and bet me and Jeff to not be the division, both not to be division leaders, probably could have gotten like 50-1 on that.
So, I don't know if you caught what I texted this on the group thread, but there was a part of me that really considered not sitting Tua on the Monday night and actually losing to Jeff, because that would have meant that Jeff would have still gotten the bye. I would have been matched up with Medi. Now, not only would you think that Medi's team isn't as strong as Jeff, but I also knew at this point that C.J. Stroud was knocked out of the game with a concussion. And so then I knew the likelihood of Stroud playing this week was very low. And Medi has Stroud as one of his quarterbacks. And so, you know, part of me is like, you know, Medi's at a disadvantage already. He's lost one of his starting quarterbacks. He would be an easier opponent than Rossett for this week. That's the pragmatic, competitive side. But then you have, as we talked about on the other side, like the integrity side. Like, is that the right thing to do? Is that, you know, is that the right way to play the game? Obviously, I didn't think so because I didn't do it. But I just bring that up because, you know, you're talking about having integrity and making decisions. And, you know, I think it's a very similar kind of situation where you put in where it's like, you know, oh, the whole about like buy back a player, you know, is that the right thing? I mean, there's no rules against it, but is it with integrity? I don't know. So, some food for thought.
Yeah, I mean, you did the right thing, and yeah, I mean, because I mean, doing that, then you're hurting other players and you're ruining Medi's chance of getting the bye, which he could have, which obviously he got. But yeah, you know, in the end, you were an honest A, buddy. We appreciate that.
Yeah, but you know what? That doesn't win you championships. It's true. It's true in fantasy. It's true in real life. I'm very aware of that. So, all right. I mean, do we even want to talk about my matchup with Rossett this week? Like, I'm not gonna win.
Let's get into it. So we got the two buys. We got Mitchell with the bye, and we got obviously Medi with the bye, and two much undeserved unearned buys, by the way. Two cupcake schedules down the stretch. Fucking, I don't think either team played a winning opponent fucking at all in the last three games, four games of the season. But nonetheless, whatever.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just say that I did the right thing by sitting my player because Medi could appropriately and earn the bye, something along those lines. Did you just say those words?
Yeah, but it was so unearned. I feel like Medi and fucking Mito played like the shittiest teams in the league the last 4 weeks of the season. But
yeah.
Anyway, nonetheless, it's all good. It is what it is. We're not, you know, we can't control the schedule, so we play who we're told we're supposed to play. But yeah, so it's all upcoming matchups. Obviously, now we have the wild card weekend here coming up, which has already begun, and we'll start with you and Jeff. You know, I mean, obviously Jeff originally projected to win by 20. Unfortunately for you, you know, he had a good defensive pickup, and the Raiders just absolutely demolished the Chargers last night, leading to Brandon Staley finally getting fired, by the way. Talk about a quick mention on that, way overdue for the last 5 years, probably.
He should never have even started the season.
Yeah.
We were talking about before that playoff loss was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, there had no business losing that game. There's no way you bring that coach back. You've proven that you're not a winner. On top of the fact that you're not a fucking winner, we all know that. Anyway, I digress.
So, nonetheless, so that we have a good defensive scoop. And by the way, I'm sorry to you because I was torn between Atlanta's defense and Vegas' defense, and of course, I chose Atlanta. So, but nonetheless, yeah, Jeff picked 12, at least what he got, like a little. I think he got 20 plus from the Raiders' defense. Eckler. Unfortunately for you, sucked it up. Question mark there if he's even going to be your keeper next year. He looks like he's getting older. And, yeah, man, I mean, unfortunately right now, I'm sure the projections have even gotten even more skewed. And at this point, Jeff's looking up like a pretty heavy favorite to seal the deal. But like I told you in the pregame fist fight, man, you never know. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Anything could happen in this shit like you saw on Monday night. His players can easily lay an egg like they did. But I think that it's not looking good for you. But you never know, buddy.
It's funny, you know, you brought up the defense. Like, Rosett literally just scooped it up this week. I've been planning my defenses for the playoffs for the past 4 fucking weeks, all right? I have it all planned out for this week, next week, and the championship week, all right? There's a reason I got 3 defenses on my team. There's a reason I got the Bears defense, all right? I know who they're playing. I know what's going on. This fucking jabroni picks it up, like, literally the night before they play, and I get swamped by it.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the time where he picked up some fucking guy named Miles Austin, who didn't even fucking play before. And he picked him up because he's heard some tidbit from Joe Blow on I don't know wherever. And I was like, fucking Miles Austin, what is this shit? Like, fucking, he gets like 2 touchdowns at like 120 yards. And I was like, fucking hell. So
JR.
Yeah, he did it again. But if we are gonna break it down, like, obviously Ross is at a huge advantage right now. Now, is it money in the bank? Far from it, okay? Tony Pollard going up against Buffalo. Tony Pollard hasn't been excellent all season. That you don't know. I'm on Russell Brown against Detroit or Denver. Terrible matchup. I like him having a good game. Very low. He also got LaPorta in that game. You know, usually you run against Denver, don't throw. Not the best. Jamar Chase, are we getting the one from 2 weeks ago or the one from last week? No guarantees there as well. You know, then we just hope that the rest of the team also shits their bed and, you know, there's a fighting chance. My side, hey, can DK, Odell, Zach Moss put up 30 points? No, but I'm hoping they each put up 30 points. I one can hope, right? I need Matt Stafford and Dak Prescott to each go for 35. I need 2 or 3 players to go for 20 or 30. It's tall.
It could happen. Stafford's playing the Cardinals. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, the quarterbacks have good matchups. They could probably get there. The rest, I don't know. So
we'll see.
I mean,
we will see, buddy. We will see.
The Raiders were able to put up 63 points. I guess anything is possible. I could put up 180 points with this. Like, it's not out of it yet.
Very nice. Well, let's get to the other wild card weekend matchup between me and Plotteroo. And yeah, right now, man, I mean, it's tight. I mean, right now, even with missing my fucking starting quarterback, even with that, we're able to pick up Nick Mullins, which who knows how well he's going to do. But the projections have it super tight at 143 apiece, pretty much right now. It's pretty much like a, almost like a knotted up tie. I think he's a slight projection to win. I think he's a slight favorite to win right now. But yeah, I don't like my chances without having Herbert. I mean, obviously, we all know my team's deep as fuck. I mean, I have the best running back core in the league, I feel like, as far as depth goes. James Cook has been catching the ball. The new offensive coordinator is throwing the ball a ton to him. Rashad White's had a touchdown the last 3-4 games. So I think that we have a shot. Cooper Kupp and Kyren Williams against Arizona, you've got to hope they're going to put something up. And then the question mark is the quarterback. I'm playing one QB. Can he step up? And then on the other end for Plotkin, obviously his team always falls down to Tyreek Hill. I mean, is Tyreek Hill going to be healthy? Is he going to have an ankle problem during the game? I haven't really run up on him during the week. He wasn't practicing yet. But
I mean, is he going to play? He's been – I don't know if he practiced yet. He's questionable right now. So is he even going to play?
Huge. That's a huge factor. Yeah, it's a huge factor. So we'll see. We'll see. Right now, Plotkin, I don't know if he's going to tinker with the lineup, but the last I saw, he was not playing A-Chain, which I thought was interesting.
A-Chain may not play either. That's why.
I saw he was playing Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, but A-Chain might not play. He's hurt.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. We will see.
I mean, go ahead.
No, I was going to say these injury reports always early in the week, though. I don't really trust. You never know. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's more not necessarily about the injury report. It's about what they're doing in practice. And neither Tyreek Hill or A-Chain are doing a lot in practice, if they've practiced at all. I don't think they have. But anyway, we got to give props where props are due for you right now, because, you know, you are projected for the same amount of points as Plotkin. And if you look at Plotkin's lineup, he's got 1, 2, 3 players that he, you know, essentially bought that are starting for him right now. You not only do you not have any players that you bought. Oh no, you have CeeDee Lamb. Okay, but you lost your starting quarterback and you've lost one of your rising running backs in Pacheco as well, and you're projected for the same amount of points. So that's a win already for that. If given the injury history and everything that's going down there, and I mean, it's a pretty even matchup, I feel like. I think it's just going to come down to, is there any, which of these players is going to put up a solid game, I think is what it comes down to. Because I think that, or not a solid, which one's going to blow it out of the water? Because that's going to be the main difference. Everyone on both your guys' lineups is good for, you know, a solid fantasy outing, somewhere between 10 to 17 points. But which player is going to put up the 30-point game, the 35-point game? And that's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah. The one thing I'll mention is, too, just being critical of my team, looking back on it, if you look at my bench right now, you got fucking Kenneth Walker sitting there who I'm not even playing, who I spent $23 on, which is a huge mistake. And, I at the time, Pacheco was not playing well. Swift was not playing well. James Cook was not playing well, and I was concerned, so I thought I needed a running back then. And it kicked me in the ass, because what I should have done was, as Myers kept saying, I should have traded for Justin Fields, because he's obviously playing pretty well right now. And that would have really been – I think we all should have traded for Justin. Even Plotkin, who traded for Kyler Murray, should have traded for Justin Fields, because he's not even playing Kyler Murray right now, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So I think we all made a mistake, except for you, because you have two good quarterbacks, and not trading for Justin Fields.
Oh, I didn't make a mistake. Do you see Jonathan Taylor playing for me right now? What did I get him for?
No, but I'm saying you didn't need to. Hey, your quarterback situation is pretty stable. Taylor. Yeah, I get that. But Taylor was playing well before the injury. I mean, he got hurt. It's not like he sucks. Kenneth Walker, just now they're splitting with Charbonnet. I mean, he's not even.
Well, because Kenneth Walker got hurt too. Last week was his first game back. You don't know.
That's true.
So, but I get it. Yeah, at this point, you got to take the thing. It's all about, you know, risk management. You want, you know what? It's depending on you know, which mentality you have, you want to play players that are, have the a lesser chance of throwing up a dud. You know, you don't want to put up, have someone who's going to get you single digit points with the chance they could go off for you. I'd rather take the steady 16, 17 points than the potential for 30 versus 3. And so that's you're taking the safer route. You don't know what Kenneth Walker's doing. He could go off, but he hasn't proven that over the past week. And you don't want that in your lineup right now.
Yeah.
So
we'll see. We'll see what happens. Tony type projections.
Yeah, it'll be fun, you know. Oh yeah, and we got games tomorrow too.
Oh yeah, that's right. We got three games tomorrow. I forgot about that.
That's right.
Saturday, we got action.
Vikings, Bengals, Steelers, Colts, Broncos, Lions. All games with you know, viable fantasy options in there.
Dolphins don't play until Sunday, right?
Correct.
Dolphins.
Should we wrap it up with some little G League talk?
Yeah, a little G, you know. Looks like they are the original favorite from 2-3 weeks ago, gets himself eliminated, didn't spend his money wisely, and yeah. I mean, did he play? Did he play Justin Jefferson? He also probably was holding on to Jefferson and was so excited he came back, and I'm sure that fucking hurt him too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he played. Yeah, he had Jefferson who went down. Josh Jacobs that went down. And then just bad luck from Mike Evans, Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know, but he left a lot of points on the bench. Eckler was on his bench. Gibbs was on his bench. Mostert. I mean, it would be hard to play Mostert in this position, but yeah. Just bad luck.
Yeah. That's the problem when you have too many good things, too. Sometimes you have a hard time picking with the right players to play.
Yeah.
So now we got two Skokie heads left, Danny Boy and JR, who were my two favorites. Mm-hmm. But from what Jeff's saying, team name, I guess, is a favorite now. Whose team name again?
That is my friend out here, Josh Black.
Josh Black. And who's the other guy who's in it?
My friend Adam from Chicago.
Adam. Alaska?
Oh, that's Andrew.
So, I think that, like, look, so at this point, obviously, I think the rosters are what they are. I don't think there's that much left to pick up. And I still think that Jeff probably has probably the best players, but I mean, it's wide open, man. I mean, it's definitely wide open. I don't think there's any clear-cut choice. I mean, anything could happen. Any player can have a bad game. That's the key with G League. So, I mean, I'm still probably going to – I mean, you know, it'd be crazy to see Jeff win both leagues. We'll never hear the end of that. But I do think Jeff probably has a slight advantage here. But I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I'm looking at the lineups right now. I don't know why Jeff's saying team name. There's some glaring weaknesses in that lineup that I, you know, don't think are going to put up top points. I mean, he's got Tyreek Hill and Josh Allen. I mean, that's enough, but he's playing Javonte Williams and Cortland Sutton as of right now.
Cortland Sutton's been hot, though. I had Cortland Sutton on my team.
Yeah, I guess. But if he doesn't score a touchdown, you're screwed. I mean, but granted, he's scoring touchdowns all the time, but
you're mad because Sutton never gave you any mutton when you had him.
Yeah, I got no mutton from Sutton last year. It's disappointing. But, you know, like, Myers has got – he's got Hurts, and he's got Deebo, who is just fucking killing it right now.
Deebo's like, – oh, my God. He's on fire, isn't he?
Oh, God, jeez. Yeah. That was one reason why I was like, I don't want to play Medi's team because Deebo was just – He's catching and rushing for a touchdown every game right now. Like, it's absurd.
Three touchdowns in the last game. He's on his mind.
Interesting, though. He doesn't have ETN in his lineup right now, or Stephon Diggs. I don't know what's going on. Interesting. But, okay.
This point, you got to play who you got to play.
Yeah, but actually, Degenerates has got some solid pieces on his team because he's got Justin Fields, who's doing well now, Kyren Williams, which we know, as you know also, is just a point machine, Bijan Robinson, who is coming on, and his floor looks like 15, 16 points, and he's not having, like, outstanding games, like superstar games, I mean, but he's constantly getting you in the high teens without doing anything major, and they're going up against Carolina this week, so they'll have the ball a lot. And CeeDee Lamb and Evan Ingram, which Evan Ingram has just been lights out the past few weeks. So he's got a lot of people that are on fire right now, putting up big-time points. I actually like his team the most out of anyone right now, I have to say.
Degenerates. That's a pretty good roster, actually, not to mention that.
Yeah, and then I put Myers and Russell in the same level. They both have a few players that can go off. And I got team name at the bottom.
Woo! Good G League analysis. Wide open. So I forgot what you said. So now it's the four teams. So is it still like one team gets eliminated this week, or how does that work?
No. So now it's like a playoff. So these four teams are all in it to the end. You tally points from weeks 15, 16, 17. Whoever has all three, it's a summation. So you can shit the bed one week, and then if you have a great week the week after, like, you're not out of it. So it's
– And what happens if two teams somehow have the same amount of points?
I'm sure there's a tiebreaker somewhere in the rule book, but the likelihood of that is pretty low.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, exciting stuff. I mean, maybe we should open up a pool. Just play some wagers on –
Some wagers on these?
Well, good luck to Danny Boy and to JR, man. It'd be awesome to see a Skokie head take down your inaugural GE pool.
I know. I feel like that's only the right way to do it. So, otherwise, all is not right in the universe.
Yeah. Well, we wish everybody the best of luck in the playoffs this weekend. Good luck to you. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, Rasta's moving on, so it's all good. I got other leagues that I can focus on as well, so I'll lick my wounds and I'll be back next year.
You never know, buddy. Good luck to Plotaroo, and I guess maybe next week we'll have our divisional weekend or our championship weekend breakdown. Actually, when I say divisional, it'll be our championship weekend.
And maybe I'll give you another Jeopardy category. We'll see. We'll see what the feedback is.
Can't wait. Well, happy holidays, everybody. Last day of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, by the way, everybody.
Well, yeah, it is. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Love you. Peace out.
Good night.